Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Timothy Smith, parish priest for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
My name is Father Timothy Smith, and I am the pastor of Holy Cross Catholic Church in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I am also the delegate for Catholic Rural Life in the Diocese of Sioux Falls. Catholic Rural Life is an outreach of the U.S. Bishops' Conference. It is an outreach that has been known previously as a National Catholic Rural Life Conference. National Catholic Rural Life was an outreach to support the Catholic identity of families and individuals who are involved in agricultural work and live in a rural landscape. So much of our country, the United States, is directly impacted and supported by agricultural workers, whether it would be those who homesteaded the land or even the migrant workers that travel around the nation to provide for our food and sustenance. During this year, 2021, our parish has experienced a significant drought that has caused hardship, toil, and uncertainty in the hearts and minds of believers. We have been petitioning God for rain, and we know that this need heightens our awareness of our relationship and our dependency upon the Lord God. There are specific prayers for rain that are in the church's missal that we use for the celebration of Holy Mass. And so today for our meditation and reflection, we'll meditate upon the collect for the prayer for rain that is highlighted in the Roman Missal. It is the vote of Mass number 35 in the prayer for rain. Let us pray. O God, in whom we live and move and have our being, grant us sufficient rain, so that being supplied with what sustains us in this present life, we may seek more confidently what sustains us for eternity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. The words of this opening prayer are a reminder to us that God is the one who supports us at our very being, our very existence as human beings, sons and daughters of God, is supported by the author of creation, God himself, who created ex nihilo, out of nothing. And so the Lord God who formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed life into us is the one who continues to nourish us for the gifts of his creation, whether it be the grass and the fields or our livestock. All of this is dependent upon the Lord God who gives light and sustenance and all the elements we need to provide a successful harvest and to bring home the bacon. Of course, many of our parishioners experience the difficulty of drought, looking at our livestock, looking at our crops, and wondering if the Lord God will provide for us the necessary water that will strengthen and nourish our lands and provide the necessary moisture and hydration to those many cows and goats and sheep that inhabit our landscape. When we encounter an experience of drought, it heightens our awareness and our dependence upon God. We see this reflected all throughout the scriptures. And many times in the Old Testament, the people of Israel, they were threatened. They endured hardship and drought. When we read in the book of Kings, we know that the prophet Elijah was preaching a message of repentance to the northern kingdom who were besieged by a horrible drought. This was a result of the evil in the sight of the Lord that they had done under Ahab and Jezebel. Elijah brought relief to the people after he slew the false prophets of Baal, and rains came down from heaven to fulfill the needs of the people. As we travel along our countryside in our parish boundaries, we recognize the petition for rain. All along the highways, you'll see signs where people have affixed those words, "Pray for rain." And it's fitting that the church itself has its own prayers beseeching the Lord God to give us this water of life, this water that will strengthen us and continue to give us all that we need. The same petition about the God who supports us in our existence is also reflected in the sixth preface of Ordinary Time. The preface dialogue is the part of the Mass where the priest says, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord." And in the sixth preface of Ordinary Time, the words are prayed, "For in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery." We pray that our time on earth, our time laboring in the Lord's vineyard, as members of his flock, that we would be grazed and given those first fruits of the Spirit that would strengthen us on this perilous journey through life. And whether we experience drought or even the travails of a flood, we know that the Lord God will guide us and support us in our existence so long as we stay faithful to him and trust in his providence. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.